The Higher Education We All Need by Beyond Today writer Amber Duran. We put a lot of emphasis in Western society on the importance of going to college or attending an institute or higher education. Politicians argue over higher education being a fundamental human right for all people. In public school, kids are argued to plan for college from a young age. There is often a stigma attached to individuals who decide against attending these schools of higher education. Because without a degree, without the piece of paper, how else can you obtain great success? Higher education for all. It is true higher education is required for success, and all of humankind needs it. But attending a university or college is not the epitome of this success. In fact, the higher education we need to be seeking is from our Heavenly Father, the highest form of education we could ever pursue. And many will be glad to know this education is free for the entire world. Consider Joshua 1, verses 7 through 8. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. There is so much we can glean from just these two verses about accomplishing great things and being successful. I want to be clear. Getting a college degree can be useful for finding a good paying job. It helped me land my first job as a journalist. But that degree alone can only do so much for me. My success is not determined by the job I have or the money in my bank account. We have a higher purpose, a more righteous goal put before us than racking up loads of money for ourselves. Service with a smile. If we are searching the scriptures and meditating on them daily, we find that success isn't measured in how much we can gain for ourselves. It's in what we can do for others. God's word shows us that. James 1, verse 17. How can we serve? What are we doing to help those who have less? Building up godly character, rather than our checking accounts, is a sure way to prosperity. Our job today, and even our job in the eventual kingdom of God, is one and the same: to serve. It's a win-win situation if you think about it. We serve others out of love. We shun selfishness and cultivate an attitude of selflessness. And in return, we find success and joy. God's way is just so perfect, isn't it? If we want to be successful, we need to look to the Word of God for instruction. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. For a way of living, and most importantly, take that word and apply it to how we live. This is clear. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Joshua 1, verse 8. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.